This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug a beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're going to love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings, if you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're going to love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Wow. Another week. Another amazing installment of Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner? That's right. You're listening to America's favorite game show for fags, WWTBAFDRW. I'm your host, Manu Agapian. And as someone who's never even come close to being on Drag Race, I know what it takes to win. Will this week's guest gag us down boots and take the crown? Or will they go home early because they misunderstood the assignment? Oh. Only time will tell. Please welcome the amazing, the incomparable, the tallest shit, Justin Martindale.
Yes, honey, God slay queen surf boots.
Justin, how are you?
I am wonderful, my Instagram TV boyfriend.
That's, I know, we've been in a really
it's a tumultuous
sexy
relationship.
Embroiled, tumultuous.
Scandal.
Let's sell the rights to West Hollywood to Pornhub. You know, let's go for it.
It's only a matter of time.
It's really only a matter of time. Talk to me. How have you been? What's been up? How is your holidays and holislays?
Holidays are coming up. I have all my Christmas parties this weekend.
Ugh.
Then I'm going to Tennessee to spend Christmas with my sister and her four kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's going to be so long.
It's a lot. I'm going to North Carolina.
Oh, really? I almost went to North Carolina. My brother lives there.
Yeah.
With his wife.
Family lives there. It'll be fine. It'll be cute.
It's going to be cute. I'm hoping for the best. I'm optimistic.
It will be American. American. Yeah. Just American? Like you, too. Mm. Now, it will be very American. It'll be like just suburbs, malls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, a good mall.
A good mall.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm going to go to a Ben and Jerry scoop shop.
Oh, I want to go to a Vicky's Emporium. Like one of those, like one of those weird stores that, like, how does it stay open?
Yes, and I want to go to a Williams-Sonoma and buy overpriced peppermint bark.
I want to sit in a massage chair in like a sharper image.
Yes.
Is that still open? No, it's that one store.
Brookstone?
It is Brookstone, yeah.
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 Yeah, you said sharper image, Brookstone. It's the same right?
I mean, same thing. It's like, get this $900 pen.
They're sisters. Well, they're all part of the drag house of Walmart.
Yes.
But they're sisters, or they trickled down, they did their own thing. Speaking of drag houses,
yes.
Justin, Do you like drag queens?
I love drag queens.
Who's your favorite drag queen from the show or outside of the show or anything at all?
Oh God. I know some in life.
You don't have to say
in
them.
In real life. But like which ones do I like?
Yeah.
I mean, I like them all. I mean, Trixie, I love Bendela, I love Latrice,
yes.
I love Raja, I love Detox, I love Morgan.
Love her.
I love, who else? Even a little
Peppermint.
Bit of Violet Tchotchke, because she's performance.
Yeah, she's sickening.
Shea Coulee.
Uh-huh.
I mean, the list goes on and on.
I'm getting back into Fifi O'Hara.
I know. Fifi was very...
I want her.
Willem. I mean, my God, Willem.
Oh,
hello.
My God. Great.
Duh. I'm so sorry. I should have led with that.
How dare you?
I know.
Very dare you.
I think Willem's
great. I believe
she
will be visiting the Drag Her podcast soon.
Willem will?
Yep. We have great... Yeah. So what, it's a little bit of tea.
Is she getting free poppers or something? Is that why she's showing up?
It's probably just to promote Eastsiders on Netflix.
Oh, I haven't heard about it.
Eastsiders on Netflix. You're welcome.
You mean my entire Twitter feed?
Yes, Willem and Kid will be coming very shortly. Can't wait to have them. I open my legs and my doors to them.
Well, yeah, that's actually a good doormat.
Thank you.
Yeah.
It's a sturdy, absorbent doormat.
Take off your shoes and open your legs. Welcome.
Justin, you host a show called What the Fashion.
I do.
On Snapchat and YouTube.
Yes.
Talk to me.
About it.
Just talk to me about it, Hunty. You've done it 2 years now?
We've done it 2 years, me and my my co-host, Morgan Stewart from Rich Kids of Beverly Hills. It's for the E! Network. Mm. It's pretty much just like a millennial reboot of Fashion Police.
Yeah, amazing.
So, I mean, we just take the looks that celebrities are wearing, and Morgan has, like, a lot of fashion sense and, you know, knows things, and I'm just the comedian who just says what I think.
Your mouth is just a firecracker.
Yeah.
You just say
and
shit.
I just have fun with we poke fun because, again, it's fashion. It's not serious.
Yeah, like that. Same here.
Yeah, and I'm like, you know, we just poke fun without being, like, insulting to the actual person wearing it.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes.
I like that. I mean, yeah, the same here with us. We talk shit about drag.
Yeah.
It's because we're dumb, stupid fags, and we like to have a good time. It's not because we're taking anyone down a notch.
Yeah. I mean, everything's on fire, so just have fun with it.
Have fun. Be stupid. Get red.
Yes.
Get red.
I love getting red.
Honestly, if you want to have fun, you've got to be willing to get red. In life.
You have to. This is the first time, really, since the show has been on YouTube, you know what they say about YouTube? Don't read the comments.
Yes.
And I read them.
You do?
Oh, I love it.
Does it galvanize you?
Sometimes it
and
just
make you ready to take home the crown?
I just love a good mystery profile picture. What is it called? Their little, like, their...
Oh, yeah,
their
yeah, like
icon
question
or whatever.
Mark avatars.
There's no avatar.
Yeah,
it's all misspelled with horrible punctuation. And it's like, kill yourself. And I'm like, same? Like, why are you telling me to?
Oh,
I mean, but
I
it
love
is
it.
Fun. It is fun. I love getting red.
Me too. My favorite one was like, Mono is a disgrace to the gay community. I was like, really, girl?
Wow.
Because I'm saying Sasha Bell quotes on a mic on a podcast.
Yeah. The best is like, who are these people just judging people's outfits? I'm like, it's the show.
It's the show.
So
get into it.
Yeah, get off the
internet. Do you have a show? Do you have a podcast?
Yeah, do you have a show? Do you have a show?
Do you have a show?
I'm just going to lead with that every sentence next year in 2020. Do you have a show?
Yeah.
Who are you? Do you have a show?
I've talked about this before. I might talk about it again. I want queer people to be nicer. I can't make them be nicer, but
yeah.
I can try to lead by example. I love queer people, and
I'm
fascinated by them. The less I can interact with a straight person, the better.
Oh, man, I know.
So I want to talk and get to know every queer person. All I can do is encourage you to do the same instead of attacking another queerdo.
I know a lot more straight people than I do gay people.
Okay, that's unfortunate.
Well, I'm teaching them.
That's nice. I have to open their minds
a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
Because they all think I want to have sex with them.
Right.
And sometimes I have to say, you're a four. You know what I mean? It's like, that's cute and all, but like, just
because you're not a three, not yet a four.
Yeah, like,
And that's not good because you're at the crossroads of a bad time.
And then I get scared a lot by gay people.
Okay, I mean, me too. I have so much baggage, it's crazy.
I get on Instagram and I see, like, I'm sure we know all of them together. And I see the pictures and the, I'm in the gym and I'm going to use this moment to make a video of me in the gym. And you're just like, ah!
That's why in the new year, will you join me? I want to do something, but I hate internet culture. But I want to do something where there's some sort of movement. But movements are gross. But, like, I want to make an effort to be, like, 365
days
clear
of
comments of kindness.
Oh.
And the rules are you got to say something nice to another queer. It can't be sexual. And best of all, you can't post about it.
That's a challenge.
Do you know what I mean? What if we did that? Where it's just like, just being nice, not always being like, I want to fucking suck you. You can still make those comments. But what if you made an effort to just be like, you know what? I see queers and I'm going to go say something nice to one of them.
Yeah, I like that. I could be definitely down with that. But how do we get validated for it?
Girl.
Look what we're doing. Look what we're doing.
The
Post
shade.
Post about it. Post about
the
it.
The shade of it all.
I know, it's so stupid. I actually like that idea.
Yeah, we'll talk about it.
365 days of queer kindness.
But that's not why you came here, is it, Justin?
It sure as hell isn't.
You came to become America's next fake Drag Race winner.
And I don't go empty-handed.
Would you like me to review the rules with you?
Sure.
All right. Here we go. There are 14 multiple-choice questions. Each question has a correct answer worth 1 point and a wrong answer worth 0 points. Additionally, some questions may be trick questions or provide bonus question opportunities. You need 10 or more points to make the top four, and you need 14 or more points to win the season. Your only lifeline is Phone a Fag, which allows you to call a queer of your choosing for assistance on said question. You are, of course, encouraged to talk out your questions and engage in general kikiri. Are you ready?
Yes.
To play Who Wants to Be a Fake Drag Race Winner?
Ga, 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 ga.
First question, Justin.
Okay.
Your drag name.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be A, Lemonade, or B, Stuck on a Dick? That's A, Lemonade, or B, Stuck on a Dick. Feel free to talk it out. Let me know.
Stuck on a Dick. I need wordplay.
Mm-hmm.
And Stuck on a? Stuck on a?
Yes.
Stuck on a.
First name, Stuck on a.
No.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the drag's number one diva, Beyonce,
mm-hmm.
and in the spirit of Peppermint,
mm-hmm.
from Drag Race, Beyonce had a great album called Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna go with Lemonade. If I'm gonna go with a one word,
you're gonna go with Lemonade,
ladies and gentlemen, Lemonade.
Lemonade,
and she's Southern.
Ooh, because you have some Southern roots.
Mm-hmm. She's Southern, and she can be a little tart.
Ooh,
and a little sweet.
Mm-hmm.
And she puts the cunt and country.
And if you put a shot in her, you'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Yeah.
Lemonade. Okay. Well, I will let you know at the halfway mark which of these questions you got correct and incorrect.
Okay.
Are you ready for your next question?
Uh-huh.
Your closest friend in the competition. Do you pick A, Ronald McDonald, or B, St. Kitty Lamore Givens?
Oh, St. Kitty Lamore Givens.
Okay.
Absolutely.
What made you head that way?
She sounds like a pageant queen.
Mm-hmm.
And she sounds, if she's my closest friend in the competition, mm-hmm. so she gets me.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I always trust a saint, you know? St. Kitty. What is it? St. Kitty?
St. Kitty Lamore Givens.
Yeah. St. Kitty Lamore Givens. Yeah. Mm-hmm. She sounds like a Southern queen, too. And I'll, yeah.
Okay. Great. I love it. And what's wrong with Ronald McDonald?
It sounds like a guy who owns a windowless van. Right?
Yeah.
Always asking kids for candy. And you're just like, get out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And put on pants.
Right. It could go a couple different ways. Like, the funny name can go good or bad.
But it also sounds like a drag king.
Ooh. Interesting.
And that's too Dragula for me.
That's too Dragula for me. But homegirl turned it.
Oh, Landon Cider?
Oh, my God. Rightful heir to the drag king crown. Landon, come do the show.
She's everything.
She's everything. She, he, and they are all stuntina.
All of it. All yeah. of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready for your next question?
Yes.
The judges have... They are keeping track of your answers, just so you know.
Is it three judges or four judges?
Yeah. Oh, the three judges right over there.
Oh, okay. Oh, hi, guys. Yeah.
Hi.
Okay.
Blaine, Dame, mm-hmm. and Nadia.
Oh.
Hi. Next question. Workroom entrance line.
Oh.
Are you going to say either A, am I cleared for landing because this runway just got pissed upon? Or B, mayday, mayday, this insane bitch is here for a sleigh day.
Oh, no, I'm going the first one for sure.
Okay.
This one got pissed upon. And if my name's Lemonade, it might as well.
There you go.
Let's get pissed on.
There you go. So you picked, am I cleared for landing because this runway just got pissed upon. Could I hear you deliver it for my delight? Am I cleared for landing, because this runway just got pissed upon.
Am I cleared for landing because this runway just got pissed upon.
Wow. The judges are nodding. They're going, uh-huh.
And there is definitely a hat.
There's
a hat, like a Manila Luzon pee hat or something like that.
Wow, yeah. You really helped. You're taking me into
I have a performance at Hamburger Mary's after this, so I have to get going.
They don't know it. I went there for a drag brunch recently, and it was fan-fucking-tastic.
Oh, it was good?
I had a great time.
See, I haven't been there since they moved everything to the back.
Oh,
okay. I haven't
been
in a long time, so I need to get back in there.
Yeah, I know what you mean. It is a different layout. Mm-hmm. I saw some amazing queens. Lamonistat, Trina Model, Miss Jasmine Masters. Two other ones I'm fucking forgetting. And I ooped. She was hilarious.
There's the one that does the Selena one that I love.
Yes, I think that was Lamonistat.
It might be.
I was pretty positive it was her. Mm-hmm. She was amazing. Next question.
Mm-hmm.
Surprising backstory. You either A, confess that you're a drag Luddite and you don't believe in the progression of AI and technology, aka you've never seen the show before. Or B, you confess that like Serena Cha-Cha, you are heavily inspired by soft sculpture. Which, if you don't know, is the form of fashion where you start with a naked body and then add.
She was an artist, remember?
Soft sculpture.
Hello, yeah.
She was You only audition once, being 21 once, and get on the show once.
And she was like, I perform my pieces, and you're like, what? Didn't she go home first or second? Yeah.
Yes.
Wait, the first one was I haven't watched the show.
Yes, because you have such a fear of technology and AI, you've never seen the show.
I just wanted to be on it.
Yeah. And how you heard about it is beyond me. That's your angle. Which one do you think is more compelling? Which one will appeal to the producers? Which one?
I like that one.
Mm-hmm. Which one?
The first one. Mm-hmm. I haven't seen the show. Mm-hmm. I just came to win.
Yeah.
Have you seen this before? No. That's a hard no. Okay, well, good luck.
Good luck. Mm-hmm.
And then you cut to the queens, like, confessionals, and they're like, this bitch hasn't even watched this show.
Exactly.
Yes.
It's fresh. It's mm-hmm. definitely fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It's different than coming in with too many catchphrases.
Yeah, and that's what, like, season 42 now?
Yeah.
I mean, you haven't watched one episode?
Yeah, we're on 42 now.
Yeah.
And now drag robots are allowed to compete. Okay. Judges have recorded your answer.
Okay.
We're ready to go on to the next question.
Blaine's staring at me really hard.
Yeah, Blaine, well, here's what I'll say. Blaine's thirsty.
Oh, got it.
Thirsty. Blaine this morning told me, he was like, I fleeted, and now I'm a ticking time bottom. Ticking time bottom over there. You know, and you're like, something's got to happen. I can relate to.
A ticking time bottom?
Oh, yeah.
What, chilly night? Was it?
No. It was... It was something where, like, I knew I was getting fucked because I'm hanging with my boyfriend. So I was like, you're fucking me later. And
oh, wow.
Then, yeah. And, but something happened where, like, we waited too long or, like, we ate something.
Yep. Say no more.
You know.
I get it. Yeah.
The Postmates arrived.
Yep. Oh, God. It all went downhill from there.
Do you believe, this is very personal,
uh-huh.
but do you have a pre-sex ritual or do you believe, like, let's rock and roll, let's go?
I'm a little bit of both.
Yeah, me too. A little bit country and a little bit rock and roll.
Mm-hmm. But if we're getting to that point, like, mm-hmm. there needs to be some, know your body.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, mm-hmm. yeah. Because we all have the same parts as Miss Tati.
Yeah, I don't want to have to go, you know, check for oil if I don't have to.
Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, and I've had that happen.
Oh, story of my life.
Where I've been like, I'm sexy. And I come out with a full fudge sickle finger. And that was not a cute look. Not a cute look. Okay, next question. Blaine's so mad at me right now. He's like, you're killing my chances. Okay, the mini challenge.
Uh-huh.
It's a mini challenge called Tuck Chef, a lazy Top Chef parody.
Okay.
You have 20 minutes to put a gay twist on a classic food item.
Oh my God, this is exciting.
Do you pick A, deep fried Twinks with squirt sauce? I guess they're Twinkies.
Deep fried Twinkies with squirt sauce.
Or B, strawberry pancakes with gruff butter. I'm happy to repeat that.
Well, the I think I'm going to go with strawberry pancakes with gruff butter, because I feel like deep fried Twinkies,
mm-hmm.
That's too rodeo. And it's been
done. Wait, what
do
you mean? I like that. Why? It's been done.
Yeah, deep fried Twinkies is like a rodeo thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to know what gruff butter is. Squirt sauce? No thanks. Gruff butter? I'm listening.
Yeah, you're a little sexy. You think gruff butter's sexier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, I like that.
And I want to give bears the breakfast food they deserve, you know?
Okay, I like this. I like what I'm hearing.
And it's pancakes, so it's like bears in the woods, flannel,
mm-hmm.
maple syrup.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yum. I'm loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it does, right?
It sounds fucking delicious,
yeah.
Actually.
And it's not going to be like, I deep fried a Twinkie.
No. Okay.
And
okay,
you also... Well. Started a grease fire in the workroom. Serena Chacha has to start all over. She's rolling around in the grass covered in glue.
Bad news. I think I deep fried all 60 pounds of Serena Chacha by accident. She's...
Did she die?
Delicious.
No. Okay.
No. No, no, she didn't. I think she's actually doing the best she's ever done.
Oh, good.
I really do. She has stunning wigs, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Post some fun videos with her and Kahana Montrese.
Ooh.
So now, bonus point opportunity. Can you give me a gay chef one-liner? Something gay, something kitcheny. Perhaps it's punny, but it's just some sort of sassy one-liner you deliver as a gay or queer chef. Whenever you're ready. No rush.
Oh, is that what you call a souffle? Because I like to call it a souffle.
I rather enjoyed that.
Okay, good.
I'm trying to be impartial because it's not up to me. It's up to the judges, but I rather enjoyed that.
Okay, good.
I think it's punny. It's quick.
Yeah.
Delivered with confidence.
And it's a chef term.
Yeah, it's a chef term, but it's giving me pussy too. So great. Okay, amazing. You have two more questions till the halfway mark. How you feeling?
I feel great. I feel so good.
You're doing great.
I'm very confident.
Yeah.
I'm loving this journey.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Good. I'm glad. I think you look good. You and Blaine have a chance. Next question. Iconic confessional blunder.
Iconic confessional blunder.
In the confessional, you either A, admit that you thought New Orleans was an imaginary fantasy place created by Disney. Or B, you admit that you thought Kosovo was a type of mimosa or something.
Yes. I'm going to go with that because mm-hmm. I love New Orleans and I already know I wouldn't. That's and Princess and the Frog. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, I'm going to go with, I'm not going to be stupid. I'm going to know an American city.
Got it.
I'm going to know my American cities.
Got it.
Kosovo, I could be like, oh, is that a drink? Like, I'd be that, I could be that, I'll let myself be that stupid.
The queen who thinks Kosovo is some kind of mimosa.
I love Kosovos. What do you put it, like a little champagne, a little juice?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
Making a
note. It's like a brunch Cosmo.
Right.
It's a Kosovo.
Great. Yeah, I could. I mean, I could see that happening. Mm-hmm. I could even see. I feel like there's like a bar here downtown that's like very comrade. It's very comrade themed.
Like Russian?
It's like a queer com. It's like it has a comradish vibe to it.
Oh, because they can't be gay over there.
Something like that.
Yeah. Oh, Mattache. Bar Mattache.
Maybe. I don't know.
Or there's like Red Room. It's I know what you're talking
everything's
about.
Right on the edge of good taste.
And like homelessness.
Exactly. Right. It's like right on the edge of good taste. You're like, what?
Yeah.
This is a Berlin Wall dumper. And you're like, oh that's okay.
Tear me down.
That brings up a lot of oppression, but okay.
This great. Bar is called Sophie's Choice. Take my daughter. that's your cover charge. You have to give one kid away.
Wait, Sophie's Choice would be a really good gay drink.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that would be.
Yeah, and you the bartender picks.
Yes.
I love it. Yes. No, I wanted both. Okay, I'm really glad that you're a Nintendo queen. Can I say? Because earlier you were saying you played Mega Man, and I'm here for it. Because
Castlevania, one of my favorites.
Ooh, oh my God, how fuckable is Simon Belmont? All the Belmonts.
Yes.
Fucking tie me down, bitch. Yeah. Throw holy water up my ass.
I've got Mortal Kombat 11 in my, oh wow.
Imagine fleeting with holy water.
Yeah. Oof. Yeah, I'm playing Mortal Kombat 11 right now.
Oh yeah?
Yes.
Who's the hottest combatant?
Ooh. Sindel is back.
Sindel's hot.
And she kind of kills it. Oh, yeah. She has a full-on banshee that comes in front of her and screams.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's and her fatality, she screams and rips everyone's limbs and skin off. It's fucking fierce.
Her hair
goes through their mouths and comes out their bodies.
She's disgusting. I love
tears
her.
Tears everyone apart.
You want to talk about a reveal.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Oh, you think Sasha Velour couldn't be beat at the season 9 finale?
Oh, Sindel.
Just, you better be lucky she didn't go up against Sindel.
If Fifi O'Hara ever does Sindel, like, cosplay, mm-hmm. I don't know if she has already.
She probably has.
Yes.
I would love to see that. I love Sindel. She is pussy.
Yes.
Okay, so this question is the Nintendo Runway Luke.
Okay.
Do you either pick a genderqueer and gaggy pink Birdo look complete with oversized eggs that hatch with glitter?
That's from Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Historians. Or B, a Piranha Pete look with huge chompy teeth and vines that drag behind you like a crooked mossy train. Birdo look or Piranha Pete look? Feel free to talk it out. What's gaggier? Obviously, we know that Piranha Pete's the name of that little chompy plant that comes up from the pipes in almost every damn Mario. Talk it out. What are you thinking?
Did somebody do a Piranha Pete look like last season?
Did they? Did someone do something like that, you're
Or
saying?
Was that Drag Race UK? I saw somebody.
Oh, Nina West.
Was it Nina West?
Nina West did sort of a Suddenly Seymour.
Yeah, Suddenly Seymour.
Look.
Okay, so it's been done, so I'm not going to do, I don't want to repeat that look.
Okay.
But I love that idea. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm going to go with Birdo because it's a little... It can be very very femme.
Mm-hmm.
You could do it many ways. I'm gonna go with a Birdo.
Okay.
What does the egg do?
It hatches into glitter.
Oh. Do I trust that glitter?
I don't know.
Do I trust that like a Davenport with butterflies? I mean,
you're talking about Miss Asia O'Hara's.
Oh, Asia O'Hara, yeah. Asia O'Hara. Sorry, I fucked that up. Asia O'Hara, yes.
You,
Asia O'Hara's.
I'm here for it.
Because there's 95 Davenports. So
there's so much. And I mean, and she's related.
But yeah, I think I'm going to go with a Birda with a nice bow.
Okay.
Kind of like a mix between Trixie and Violet Chachki.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like Violet Chachki's Hello Kitty look.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Wow. 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 Okay. Mm-hmm. I like this. This is good. Okay. Now, for a bonus point opportunity, do you have any sort
Nicole Page Brooks. What? Ah! Oh, sorry. What?
Do you have any, like, Nintendo gay one-liners or any, like, video gamey one-liner you could throw out at us? Something tech-ish but queer. Something Nintendo-ish but queer.
Mm.
Mario-adjacent but queer. Whenever you're ready, I'd love to hear it. There's no pressure.
Mario-ish or...
anything like that.
I'm sorry, but you're...
Just try it. Go for it.
I'm sorry, but our fish is in another castle. I don't know.
I like it. I like it. I really... I think you should give yourself more credit.
Okay.
That's Nintendo down.
Yeah.
That's Nintendo down. Okay. I've recorded your scores.
Okay. Is that it?
That is the first half.
Okay.
And I'm going to let you know how you did.
Okay.
Going to let you know exactly how you did. Right after this break.
Meredith Vieira, I'll see you in hell.
Hi, listeners. Here to tell you about a very important organization called Al Otro Lado, which helps to reunify families which have been ripped apart due to our country's cruel border policies. As you know, since 2018, many people have been suffering through these policies, which have taken children away from their parents. And Al Otro Lado is working to reunify families. They've already reunified over 100 refugee families, and they create legal and humanitarian support to refugees, deportees, and other migrants in the United States and Tijuana. We want you to get involved today. Help me support Al Otro Lado and donate today. You can find the link to donate to Al Otro Lado in the description of this episode below, or go to gum.fm/charity and donate today. You can also consider volunteering with the organization, which offers opportunities that are both in person and virtual. The best way to get involved is by filling out an application on their website at alotrolado.org/volunteer. That's alotrolado.org/volunteer. Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3? I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it, but now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus, 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
And we're back on WWTBAFDRW. Justin, we're about to find out how you did on those questions. Are you ready?
I'm confident.
All right. The first question. Drag name. You had to pick Lemonade or Stakana Dick. The answer to that question was... correct.
Ah!
Congratulations, you have 1 point.
Thank God.
For the closest friend in the competition, you could have chosen Ronald McDonald or St. Kitty Lamore Givens. You got that question. I'm sorry.
No!
Incorrect.
No, St. Kitty.
St. Kitty Lamore is a cunt.
Oh,
she's a
man.
Monster.
She's just misunderstood.
I don't know. I don't know. She was like trying to sabotage people. Like she told Jiggly like to go serious in the weight loss challenge.
Who
Do you know
didn't?
What I mean? I'm sorry. Completely subjectively.
She was being honest.
Completely subjectively incorrect. For the workroom entrance line, you chose, am I cleared for landing? Because this runway just got pissed upon. That answer was, I'm sorry,
no,
it was incorrect. I'll tell you why.
Why?
Don't overproduce yourself. It was a trick question. Neither of them were worth a point.
They weren't?
No,
they
I'm
canceled
sorry.
Each other out?
They were 0 points across the board. If you said neither.
So I should have said neither? Okay. Pick one. Neither.
Do you like how mean I am?
Yes. I do.
Good. Good. Well, let's talk about the next one. Surprising backstory. You chose drag Luddite and saying you've never seen the show before.
Oh, God.
That answer was correct.
Oh, thank God, I'm still in the game.
You're still in the game. You have 2 points. You still have a lot more to review, so don't worry not.
Okay.
Worry not. That was correct because that's interesting.
It's weird.
Fresh.
Mm-hmm.
It's fresh as hell. Might be confusing, but it's fresh.
Yeah.
Mini challenge. Tuck Chef. You chose strawberry pancakes with gruff butter. That answer. Correct.
Yes. Yes.
You are now up to 3.
Okay.
You're up to 3 points, if I'm not mistaken. And for your bonus question, you gave me a souffle one-liner, which was correct.
Yes.
Congratulations. That means you're up to 4.
Okay.
In the iconic confessional blunder, you chose Kosovo type of mimosa or something.
Over New Orleans.
Over New Orleans. I'm sorry, that
no!
was wrong.
No! Oh, come on!
I'm sorry, but there's a queen in the workroom who says, don't joke about that.
She's offended.
Yes.
She's offended.
There's an Eastern European queen
yes.
who's, she's like, well, my family was from Yugoslavia when it was called Yugoslavia.
But if it was Katya, she'd be like, ah!
Exactly.
She would have loved
exactly,
it.
Exactly. I'm sorry.
Next. But no one, there's no Hurricane Katrina survivors in the workroom?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
Don't joke about New Orleans.
Don't joke about New Orleans. Well, you didn't say anything disparaging about New Orleans. You were just dumb and didn't know what it was.
That's a whole nother level. That's a category 5.
Yeah. Next, the Nintendo Runway Luke.
Yes. Oh, this one I'm really nervous about.
You chose Birdo, eggs, genderqueer, the house down. Correct.
Oh, wow.
Good work.
Good. Okay.
Good work. Michelle hates green. Don't give
she
her too
does
much green.
Hate green.
Duh. Unfortunately, your one-liner needed more confidence, so you did not get a point for that.
Damn it. That was hard.
That was really hard.
Yeah. What would you have said?
Good. Thank you for putting me on the spot.
Yeah, okay. It sucks, doesn't it?
Yeah, put me on the spot. No, this is good. This is good. I would say, don't give up on me just yet. Blow into me and plug me right back in.
Whoa.
Does that work?
Like old school
Nintendo
disc. Yeah.
Maybe.
That's a good
I don't know
one.
If I buy it.
That's a good one.
Maybe you could also say like tennis, golf, parties. I do it all. And I do meth too.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
When I walk into an orgy, I always start with wee.
There it is. Why? Where was that?
I had to warm up.
You had to warm up. That's okay. You have 5 points.
Okay.
You have 5 points, okay? And you need 10 points to make it into the top 4 or 14 to win this season.
Okay.
There's bonus point opportunities, so it's still possible.
Okay. I'm in.
Okay.
Okay.
Now you're feeling the heat.
Like I'm I just want to win.
Okay, I'm going to pray for you.
This is going to my kid's school.
Yeah, yeah. This money is going to be instrumental to your future.
Yes, yeah.
The next question is called Sitcom Challenge.
Mm-hmm.
For a show called Silver Sassies.
Silver Sassies.
It's very clear. Golden Girls ripoff.
Oh, got it. Uh-huh.
Silver Sassies, the sitcom challenge. Do you play A, a mean old Sicilian lady named Tofia Sotrillo?
Is she vegan? A vegan Italian? Tofia. No.
Maybe not. No, maybe not. It's just the easiest way to clear the copyright issues. Okay. So it's Tofia Sotrillo, or B, a sassy old slut named Danch Blevero. Which is the better choice for you in the sitcom challenge?
What was the second one's name?
Danch Blevero.
I think Danch Blevero for sure. Mm-hmm. That's just, I've always been a Danch.
Yeah, you've been who isn't a Danch?
Yeah, and I just feel like a Tofia is just...
It could be funny.
I know.
You just think Danch is an easier bet?
Yeah.
Like, do you think it'll be the better part, or you could make it better?
I could make it better. And yeah. I feel like Sam Pancake would get mad if I played Tofia.
Got it. Because that's his gig. Don't come for his gig. I hope he'll come. Just as a reminder, you still have Phone-A-Fag if you choose to use it.
Okay.
If you choose to use it. Totally up to you. I've been giving you a lot of one-liners, but mm-hmm. I want to give you bonus point opportunities.
Sure. No, I want 14.
So I'm going to give you a one-liner opportunity as Danch.
Okay.
For a bonus point, can you deliver a one-liner, anything in the world of Danch Blevero?
I have always depended on the cuntness of strangers.
Okay. Blaine over there is... thickening up in his trousers. He really liked that. That was good. I can't say right now if it was worth a point or not, but
okay.
I think we really liked
it. Okay, good.
Wow. Ugh. It's really good. He's getting better. Mm-hmm. He's getting better. Wow, he's getting better.
Since that Mario challenge. Ugh.
And that is sometimes the persistence you need to win your fake season of Drag Race. You have to just keep plugging away.
On the riff.
On it.
Get it going.
The reading challenge.
Yes. Ugh.
Do you A... poke fun at your sister's wig lines, calling them crunchier than a Costco pack of Fritos.
Okay, keep going, sorry.
Okay, that's okay. You can read it. Or B, demolish your sister by saying her looks match her asshole. Fucked beyond recognition.
I feel the first one's very Chi-Chi Devane.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is more Alaska.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. So I'm going to go with the second one.
I love
that's
it.
That's hysterical.
I love it.
I feel like, and plus, like, your wig line is, meh. Okay, we get it.
We've
like,
heard
go,
it.
Like, go for the dig in the comedy.
Deeper.
Yeah. Like your asshole. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. I like that.
That's hysterical.
Because sometimes, and I think your instincts are right.
Yeah.
Because sometimes mean with the wrong queen doesn't work.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, oh, your lace front's crunchy. Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
I like this.
Yeah, I like the fuck. Would it say it again? That was really funny.
The line was, you demolish your sister by saying her looks match her asshole. Fucked beyond recognition.
And I love that the word demolished was used in that as well. Demolish it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a key part of that. You're like, mm-hmm. am I going to do better?
Like your dad.
Poking... Are you going to go for like a Coco Montrese and say, Alyssa Edwards, my darling dear, I can't stand it when you're near.
Yes. And that was also like classic, like Bianca Del Rio, like assassin.
Right.
Yes. So yes, that would make the workroom go, gag.
Bitch.
Queen.
Yeah, that would make them go, pah.
Yeah. Yep.
Next question. Your what's the tea moment with Rue and Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Do you A... open up to Rue and Michelle about your daily crystal meditation practice and how it helps you channel your inner chakra fire and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, you kiki hard with Rue and Michelle about that time you shit on two dicks and a threesome.
Okay.
Okay, sorry. There's a lot of shit and dicks in this one.
I'm going to go with the crystals.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the first one just because I feel like the second one would be too desperate. And I don't want to be like, look, I'm on this with you guys, and then you get TMI, and then I don't want to be talking about something and Michelle just staring at me.
Oh boy,
like that Michelle, like, why are you here? Horrifying. And then Rue just looking at me like, okay, and just staring at the clock behind me, like, how much time is left on this one? Yeah.
Oh my God, that would demolish
me. Yeah, like you think you're having a good time, but everyone just wants you to go.
Oh,
you know, much like now.
If you could please go. Yeah, I feel that. It's like, which way do you go?
Mm-hmm. And I think Rue, as being a very busy woman, would like to hear about, you know, how to meditate and how to center yourself and
in
this busy, hectic Emmy Award-winning world.
They sure do.
You know?
They sure do talk about that stuff a lot.
Well, and she could start her own crystal line or something, you know?
Shocked that hasn't been a thing already.
We'll call it the World of Wonders. We'll open a crystal store called World of Wonders.
Yeah. And you get crystals for charisma, uniqueness, nerve, talent.
And
synergy.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Get that All Stars 1 juju.
God. Chakras, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
See? Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. See? We need to do this. Okay. Next challenge. A cereal ball.
Okay.
This is a ball where you give three looks that scream cereal.
Okay. Cereal what? The food or cereal killer?
Cereal the food.
Okay.
And I'll give you three options for both.
Okay, this is
an A and a B. Do you A, deliver a stunning bathing suit made only of Fruity Pebbles, a feminine fierce captainess crunch, and an evening gown that looks like an asymmetrical splash of milk across your body, or B, deliver a sickening mod dress made only of Corn Pops, a sassy and classy toucaness Samantha, and a power business culotte suit made only of spoons. Happy to repeat that.
Wait, what's the Samantha one? Samantha?
It's Toucan Sam.
Oh, Toucan Samantha. Antha. Okay, yes.
Toucan Sam.
I went Antha. To like Sex in the City, Samantha.
I know.
Toucan Sam.
Antha.
Okay, so the first one sounds like the bathing suit to me gives me season 3 money challenge with the Fruit Loops.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of been done, but that would be so tedious to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that first one has the Fruity Pebble bathing suit.
Uh-huh. Fruity Pebble bathing suit.
Fruity Pebble bathing suit.
Fruity Pebble bathing suit, okay.
Captainess crunch.
So I could see Nina West doing that.
Mm-hmm. And an evening gown with that asymmetrical milk splash is your evening gown.
Yeah, that's very manila.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Or B, a mod dress made only of Corn Pops. Toucan Samantha look.
What's the Toucan Samantha look?
Oh, I'm sorry. All it says is a sassy and classy toucaness Samantha.
Got it.
And a power business culotte suit made only of spoons.
I'm going to go the second one.
Okay.
I want to see a suit made out of spoons.
Yeah.
That's pretty fierce.
Yeah.
And a toucan Samantha, I think that would be great. Everyone wants to know what she's like.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Corn Pop, yeah. Yeah.
Great. Stunning.
Yeah,
stunning.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to stick with those.
Okay. Judges recorded your answer.
I was very serious about that one.
I love it. That's what we need. We need that. Okay, you ready for the next question?
Yes.
Your lip sync song you slay. A performance of I've Written a Letter to Daddy.
Creepy.
With a gay leather daddy twist. Or B, a performance of Kylie Minogue's In Your Eyes, where you really smash your pussy on the ground. Of course, we all know I've written a letter to
Daddy.
Oh, see,
can I add what I would have done?
Sure.
I would have done In Your Eyes, but I would have done that whole, like, Pan's Labyrinth drag where it has the eyes on the hands.
That's fun.
It's in your eyes. Yes, that'd be hot as shit.
Thinking.
That's
hot.
That is hot.
Well,
I'm going
to
go with...
You're a queen.
I like creativity, and I'm going to go with a leather daddy look, but in drag.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it kind of has, like, a leather daddy kind of a Betty Page vibe, too.
So you're going with, I've written a letter to daddy.
But is it covered by someone or is it the actual, like...
Oh, it's the creepy old one. It's old. His address is heaven above.
Yeah. I'm gonna go with the creativity because I feel like In Your Eyes, Pussy Smash has been done so many times.
Okay. Totally. So you're going
And I'm going with the uniqueness category.
You might be spelling a word. Uh-huh. Love it. You have two more questions.
I'm so nervous.
Before we decide if you are, in fact, America's next fake Drag Race superstar.
Mm-hmm.
Are you ready?
Yes. And that last question, that was very, I'm going to go with the artistic approach.
Yeah.
Like a nice Sasha Velour. Like, I feel like she would do that. Okay.
It's a gag. Sometimes you got to gag them.
Yeah.
Okay.
But with a ball gag in the mouth. And then you take it out and start singing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay good. Okay. I'm seeing it.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Yep.
Yeah. I'm seeing every little bit of it. Maybe a piss gag? I can't tell. Yeah.
That can really all go the hanker, way. All the colored handkerchief codes
That's
in your back.
That's good. That's good. Maybe as a reveal of wigs.
Yes. Yes.
Like Mark Canamora.
Yeah, like Mark.
Okay. Next question. The branded Instagram post. Do you A, post a photo of you in drag endorsing the new fiber supplement for insatiable bottoms called Empty Hole? Or B, you post a video of you out of drag endorsing the newest line of gay underwear called Verse Trash. Happy to repeat those. Either A, a photo of you in drag endorsing the new fiber supplement for insatiable bottoms called Empty Hole.
Uh-huh.
Or B, a video of you out of drag endorsing the newest line of gay underwear called Verse Trash. What do you think? What's your thinking?
I know.
Process?
I don't. I mean,
give me a pro con.
I don't want my followers thinking I have a fiber problem.
Okay.
But I also, if I'm in drag, I got to be in drag. But I guess but people like seeing, especially if like you're a good looking boy out of drag, they love that.
Mm-hmm.
And Verse Trash just cracks my shit up. So I'm going to go with the underwear Verse Trash.
Okay.
I mean, I've been called worse.
Truly. Truly. I love it.
Verse Trash.
Verse Trash. It's like, it's also like, why?
I know. Like,
why are you trash? Because you enjoy sex.
And it's underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could do a cute underwear called Verse Trash. Yes, for sure. Final answer.
That's interesting. Because it's like, it can go either way. Like, obviously, some drag queens don't feel as comfortable feeling their oats as a boy.
Yeah.
But you do.
I feel my oats, yeah.
Yeah, feel your oats. You're cute.
Thanks.
You're very cute.
Thank you.
Don't fucking put that in the bank and cash that check. All right. All right. Now, the next question is the post-Drag Race gay track.
The post-Drag Race gay track?
This is your gay...
Oh, my song.
...single.
Mm-hmm.
You release, or I would say you punish the world with.
Punish the world with, in more ways than one. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're just like always doing gigs with it, and they're like, God damn it.
Is there auto-tune?
Lip sync to Whitney.
Yeah, please.
But they're like, no, I want to do
a new
track.
I'm an artist now. Yeah. I was on a show.
Yes, there's of course auto-tune.
Okay.
And here are your choices. You either A, release a hip-hop track called... Malaria for Melania, mm-hmm. about the first lady getting very sick.
Mm-hmm.
Or B, release a poppy song called Fuck Bingo about doing disgusting gay deeds like bingo.
I'm going to go Fuck Bingo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Not only do you have to sing it out loud, you got to spell it out loud too. So I think that's it. And I don't want to do anything with Melania involved at all.
Right. You don't want to praise that.
Yeah. I don't want to give them.
You don't even want to give it any breath.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Oh, I'm sorry. Be Best. I should stop bullying.
Be Best.
But yeah, I would definitely do Fuck Bingo because I feel like I've been in a couple bingo games where I look around and I'm like, I want to fuck.
You have.
Yeah.
There's a lot of K bingo out there.
And how much fun is it to pelt somebody? That's one of my favorite parts.
What do you mean?
When like somebody wins bingo, like the gay bingo, and it's like, pelt them, beat them up and kill their children. No, no
one. I've never been to gay bingo.
You've never been to gay bingo?
I've never been to gay bingo.
It's so much fun. And whoever wins, like they win like, you know, a gigantic, ridiculous, large amount of lube. Like that's a giveaway. And everyone gets mad they didn't win that life, year long supply of lube.
Of like the bad sticky lube that gets dry immediately.
Yes, the K, why is this on the market?
Oh, God.
And you just take your napkins and you just throw shit at them. And sometimes I put rocks in my napkins or glass. Yeah. A rusty screw.
Wow.
Just throw it at them.
See, you're that girl. I knew you were.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. One more opportunity for a bonus point.
Okay.
Do you want to sing a chorus or a line or any little moment from your song? Fuck, from the song Fuck Bingo.
Mm.
I know it's asking a lot. Any sort of bonus opportunity, a line, even it could even be like the intro where you talk to the audience, the chorus, what have you. Whenever you're ready.
Oh, like we have, okay.
Yeah, it could be the breakdown, just something from the track that makes you go, oh, you know what? I want to hear that track.
And it's a pop song, right?
It's a pop song.
Are you ready? Time to turn those balls. I'm going to make you my dog, and bingo is your name-o, bitch.
Wow, I like it a lot. I've that is a great opener.
And
that's
it's so crazy.
The opener.
And since I said that, it's immediately jumped to number one on iTunes.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy how fast that works?
They work quick.
Mm-hmm.
Because when the gays support you, they support you pretty ferociously.
Yeah, they do.
Wow. Okay. Well, you've answered all the questions, and now the time has come to review your answers and see.
Mm-hmm.
Do you go home early?
No.
Do you make the top four?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you win your season of Fake Drag Race? Are you ready?
Yeah. Can we put on like Beyonce's Spirit or something to get Spirit?
We don't have the rights. We really don't have the rights. I can sting you with the main theme here in just a moment. Silver Sassies, the sitcom challenge. You chose to play Danch Blevereau.
Uh-huh.
That answer was correct.
Yes!
Meaning you have 6 points now. And as for that freeform sassy one-liner, correct.
Yes! That was a good one.
That was fucking good.
I'm very proud of that one.
That was really good. That was great. The cuntness of strangers. So you have 7 points.
Yes. Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's good.
For the reading challenge, you chose to demolish your sister by saying her looks match your asshole. Fucked beyond recognition. And that was
ah!
Hey, Blaine. What's up? Oh, right. Yeah. Correct.
Yes!
That was correct.
That was so funny.
Of course. Go for blood. Go for blood. You have to be funny, though, to go for blood.
Yes.
You have to be funny. And that can get lost in the mix sometimes.
Yeah.
Like Pheromone on the Roast Challenge of season 9. That was tough. That was hard to watch.
Or Valentina.
Yeah.
Or some were just like, who was the, wait, hold on.
Valentina was like, can't you just imagine Lady Bunny with an apple in her mouth and a finger up her ass? And you're like, what? That is a good coo.
I have that. Hold on. Let's see.
Okay, let's see if
will
you have
play?
It. Sure. Let's see. Play it.
Here we go. It's the actual shade button. I have it on my phone.
Wow.
Oh. You bitch. Yep. It's
that's
my favorite
fun.
Thing. Mm-hmm.
Say something to me that's shady.
Mm.
Oh my God. Hey, Justin, do you like my shirt?
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're gonna go,
I'm keeping
like
you on
my
the spot.
Shirt. I mean, I didn't. No, that's mean. I can't say.
Say that.
I was gonna say, yeah. I didn't know they made the AIDS quilt in your size.
Some a double read, you monster. We have 8 points.
Okay.
You need 10. For the What's the Tea moment with Rue and Michelle, you chose to talk about chakras and all that shit and crystals. That was Correct.
Oh, good.
That was correct. You read that moment perfectly.
Good.
You read that moment perfectly.
Yeah, you don't want to talk about, like,
no,
taking all that.
They want to talk about coconut oil and some
yes,
bullshit.
Yes, yes.
Yes. And the cereal ball.
Ugh. I hope I got this one.
You have 9 points now.
Okay.
You need 10 to get into the top four. You chose the mod dress with of popcorn pops, Toucan S. Samantha, and the culottes made of spoons. That was. I'm sorry. The problem was. The corn pop mod dress sounds like a good idea, but on the runway just reads beige.
It just reads beige.
Yeah.
Because it's all, well, it's a monochromatic beige.
Yeah, and the other problem on this also is with the spoon suit. The spoon suit seems like a good idea.
But then it falls apart on
exactly.
the runway. And then she's losing spoons.
And then your crotch drops and it's like a whole Valentina leather suit thing.
Oh, right. Okay, fair
it's
enough.
It's also
fair
very subjective and mean. You really need one more point, and you have three more questions.
Okay. Oh, God. Top four.
Don't want to go home early, do
you? I don't.
Okay. For the lip sync song You Slay, you chose...
Oh.
Kylie, you know, you chose Written a Letter to Daddy.
Yeah.
Leather Daddy style with full of jokes.
Yes.
That was correct!
Oh!
You made it into the top four! Congratulations. Now you have three
hashtag
more.
Team Lemonade.
You have three more question opportunities.
Okay.
Now you can't win, but you can become a very memorable runner-up.
Okay.
Should we see?
Yeah. Like what? Top two, like will I be so if I get like
how you make many? It at least to the next round.
Okay.
If you get, you know what I mean? Like if let's say you have 10.
Uh-huh.
Let's say you need 12 to make it to the final lip sync.
Okay.
For the branded Instagram post, you chose.
Oh, yeah, the branded Instagram post.
Verse trash. And the answer to that question was, I'm sorry,
no.
It was wrong. And I'll tell you why. You pointed it out, but the thing is, fans are fickle. And they want to see you in drag.
They want to see you in drag at all points of the day.
You could pull off the boy thing.
Yeah.
But. They want to see you in drag.
It's like sometimes when I see Trixie's Instagram, I'm like, how did Uncle Fester get on my timeline? You know? And then you're like, oh, wait,
facts.
That's Brian.
Facts.
Right, yeah.
Facts. You're like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
Charlie Brown's alive?
He should be. I get that. See, I know. I was like, she should always. Yeah. Why are you out of drag?
Well, how dare you?
How dare you?
And that's how mean
give
we are.
Give the fans
as a gay
what
community.
They want.
For the final question, the post-drag race gay track you chose. Fuck Bingo. The chance to be in the final lip sync and leave your mark on this competition. You got that. Correct! And
three.
Your lead-in was correct!
Yes! Second place? Am I runner-up?
You are runner-up! You are the Manila Luzon of
yes.
your season three of Drag Race.
Yes, and I have a shoe-in for All-Stars.
You're oh my God. And you get that fun little thing where now people will forever root for you.
Because
you deserve to win.
Mm-hmm.
Which... sometimes could be a better prize.
Yeah.
You get to come back to All-Stars.
I do get to come back to All-Stars.
Yeah. Justin,
that
you did
fun.
It. You should be very proud of yourself.
I'm very proud of myself.
You broke the shit down.
Yeah.
Before we let you go.
She brings it to you every season.
I don't know why you're gagging so. What would you like to plug before we let you go?
Just make sure to tune into What the Fashion on Snapchat Discover every Wednesday and Friday, and you can watch it on YouTube on the E! News channel.
Yes!
And just
yes.
follow me on Instagram at Justin Martindale.
Watch us on West Hollywood, the series on Instagram.
Yes.
Follow me on Instagram at Mono Agapian. Listen to my other Patreon podcast, We Love Trash. And rate and review this podcast on iTunes. It helps us make more content for you, the amazing listeners. Till next time, stay gaggy, stay crowny, and we'll see you in the new year!
Really big show! Strella, that tooth, throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze, it's time.
to drag her. Drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.